Couple of announcements. First of all, I want to remind you that the parish office is closed tomorrow because of the holiday. Also, as you hear, Mr. Kelly is not here today. Last week, he slipped on some ice and wrecked up his knee, and so he's right now he's over at Willoughby Post Acute. There's Ray waiting whether to do surgery and so forth. So just keep him in your prayers, and because he was really is important. And we thank the choir who's here doing it without him. But don't let anybody know that they can do it without him. Also, we will not have Movie with McNeil this week. I want to thank you, first of all, for your past generous support to the mission of the church through Catholic Charities. Our Catholic Charities here in the diocese is one of the oldest and largest Catholic charity networks in the United States, serving the 8 counties of our diocese. And we've been doing this for over 110 years, and we've provided help and created hope for those who are most vulnerable, those who are in need, especially now during the health crisis of the past few years. God calls each of us to share the gifts that he has provided for us in support of the church. As Catholics, we must first support our own parish, then our diocese and the church throughout the world. The Catholic Charities Appeal is a very effective way to support ministries outside our parish boundaries, ministries that serve people who are most in need here in our community and throughout the diocese. The theme of this year's appeal is, yours are the hands with which he blesses the world. It reminds us that we have power to bring peace to someone who is in need. In 2026, many are struggling to find their footing, and we can unburden them with our generosity. The Catholic Charities Appeal is an invitation for every Catholic in the diocese to unite with joy and gratitude for the gifts that God has given us, and to reach out in love to those who are less fortunate. Today, I'm asking you to open your hands and hearts to embrace the poor, just as Jesus did. I'm asking you to prayerfully support and prayerfully consider making a gift this year to this year's appeal. I'd be pleased if we could have 100% participation from our parish in this year's appeal. Giving has a profound meaning for us as Catholics. We understand the importance of giving in return to the Lord for all he has given us. Your financial gift to this appeal will make a real and lasting difference to many women and children who are in need. And certainly Father Troja was very, very impressed by your generosity in responding to this appeal. Now, the ushers are going to pass out these Catholic Charities envelopes. And if you already responded to the mail appeal, you don't have to do it. But now the ushers are passing out these, so ushers. And of course, we're going to ask you to fill, there's pencils in the pews, and we're going to ask you to fill out the form. And if you want to give by phone or online, you can take this little barcode, the QR code here, and do it that way, and that's a great way of doing it. And we're going to tell you about things like write your name and your phone number and all that sort of stuff. And because it is important, and but I know that you people, most of you have been through high school, and so you know how to fill out a form like this. And also, it's important, put your parish name, so we can put down IC, but also put down Willoughby, because again, there are several Immaculate Conceptions throughout the diocese, and we want to make sure that we get the right one. Because this Immaculate Conception is the best one, of course. If you have something you want to contribute now, that's fine. You don't have to, but you can basically make a donation and mark what you would like to donate, and basically the Catholic Charities will remind you once every month for 10 months to fulfill that. You can also, of course, fill in your credit card information if you want to do that right now. And when you've done all that, just take this part, put it in the envelope and seal the envelope, and then we'll collect it with the regular collection. And so I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that, and you won't have to hear me talk. Not even a joke.